New South Wales contract for sale of land 2026. Five key updates practitioners must know before the 1st of June. The New South Wales contract for sale of land has been updated for the first time since 2022, and from the 1st of June 2026, the new edition is not optional. The 2026 edition, developed by the Law Society of New South Wales and REI New South Wales in response to the Conveyancing and Real Property Amendment Act 2025, and a range of legislative updates, brings changes that affect every residential transaction exchanged from that date. For property lawyers managing New South Wales matters, understanding what has changed is urgent, not discretionary. Here are the five key updates every practitioner needs to know. 1. The cooling off notice is mandatory in its new form from the 1st of June 2026. The most critical change affects the statutory cooling off notice. A modest but legally significant amendment has been made to the notice wording under the Conveyancing and Real Property Amendment Act 2025, NSW. Between the 15th of August 2025 and the 31st of May 2026, practitioners could use either the previous or revised form. From the 1st of June 2026, only the new form is compliant. Any residential contract or option agreement exchanged from that date containing the 2022 wording will not meet the statutory requirement. 2. A new AML-CTF warning has been added to the contract. The 2026 edition introduces a new warning alerting parties to the incoming AML-CTF obligations. From the 1st of July 2026, solicitors and license conveyancers will become Tranche 2 entities under the Anti-Money Laundering and Counter-Terrorism Financing Act 2006. The fact that this now appears in the contract itself signals that AML-CTF readiness is a front-of-matter compliance issue, and practitioners who have not yet assessed their obligations should treat this as an urgent prompt. InfoTrack's AML-CTF Compliance Center offers an all-inclusive solution to meet your compliance obligations under the new Act. Practitioners can explore more about the features and benefits to fall in line with new regulation of the Act here. 3. Foreign resident capital gains withholding has changed and applies to all transactions. The 2026 edition has been updated to reflect that from the 1st of January 2025, the FRCGWT rate increased from 12.5% to 15%, and the previous $750,000 threshold no longer applies. Every New South Wales property transaction where the vendor may be a foreign resident now requires active withholding consideration, regardless of purchase price. Practitioners relying on the 2022 edition will be working from outdated withholding figures. 4. Standard inclusions and vendor disclosure items have been updated. The inclusions list has been modernised to reflect how Australian homes are equipped today, with updates to reflect current technology and energy installations. A new disclosure item has also been added to cover documents relevant to exclusive supply networks, addressing the growing prevalence of embedded energy networks in strata and community title developments, an area that was not reflected in the 2022 edition. 5. Key contract clauses have been clarified following recent case law. The 2026 edition incorporates clarifications to the unregistered plan and conditional contract provisions following commentary from the New South Wales Supreme Court in OMEL Developments Tile TDV Preet, 2025. The changes resolve a potential overlap between those provisions that the court identified, providing greater certainty for practitioners managing matters in both categories. What is the risk of using the 2022 edition after the 1st of June? Continuing to use the 2022 edition after the commencement date carries genuine legal risk for vendors, including the potential for purchasers to exercise rescission rights, even after exchange. A simple administrative oversight could lead to unnecessary delays, renegotiations, or deals falling over entirely. This is particularly relevant for existing listings, extended or relaunched campaigns, properties returning to market after a failed sale, and auction contracts prepared well in advance. InfoTrack's New South Wales contract workflow and New South Wales contract review tool have already incorporated the 2026 version, so practitioners working in the platform can proceed with confidence from day one. The most reliable approach is to work from the 2026 edition from the outset. InfoTrack's New South Wales contract workflow already incorporates the 2026 version, licensed by both the New South Wales Law Society and REI New South Wales. Property lawyers and conveyancers using InfoTrax Ecos platform can compile, edit, and share compliant contracts through a single workflow with data pulled directly from the title and practice management system to reduce manual handling.